Let's go back to the phones. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Several points. You all should try doing a little Google search every now and then. When you're bringing up certain news, like the Iran denying the Holocaust and all these things, and see if you get any alternative views on it now. Because I think, another thing, I know for a fact, the Associated Press carried a report that Iran official recast Holocaust comments. CNN carried a report, Holocaust remarks misunderstood. Newsmax Wires carried the report also that the comments were misunderstood. It's just like the Venezuelan issue, where some of these reports are carried, and a lot of the mainstream media just don't carry it because of certain agendas.
Yeah.
But it's not as if there haven't been denials. The other one I spoke to you about, when I did a search after I spoke to you about it, so much media carried reports of the denial. Just do a little Google search. But the other thing is...
Well, not about that before.
Yeah, because it's kind of heartrending to hear people making statements and knowing that there could be inaccuracies now. Yeah. And a little research to clarify it.
Yeah.
Now, in a kind of sense, about yesterday, and I think most people care about their own children, but generally speaking, they are insensitive and uncaring. Now, the insensitivity is what can be addressed by those who take steps to develop themselves to grasp a proper sense of themselves in history, alongside developing character. But then I have explained it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
I do not know if you remember when I first took to the airways about 10 years ago, it was to highlight the plight of street children. I was condemned by defenders of this same government in office who were saying we do not have a street children problem. And that was a whole banter until the Mirror interviewed somebody children and followed up by a TV6 doing a report. And then they finally agreed that we had a street children problem.
Yeah.
You know, what the children said would have happened back then actually happened. They said back then they don't want to talk to the media because the government will just, after the news report, will just gather them and throw them in homes where there will be further abuses. You know,
did you see a story last night on television? I don't know if you guys saw it as well. Where one of the homes in South, where they removed several children from that particular home.
But I saw it, and it reminded me that I was trying to mention this a while back, why people were talking about just putting these children in homes.
Yeah.
I was telling them that the abuses are taking place in there too.
At the homes.
Yes. That's correct. Yeah. And that is why how I was dealing with it for many, many years. Wasn't about corralling the children back into homes, you know. I felt the society wasn't prepared to deal with it properly. And they were just put them out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
That's why I had a kind of open door system to assist them, rather than to force them to be one way or the other then.
Okay.
Now we could do better. Yeah. Unfortunately, I know that because of the little child then, they're going to make a hooray about these issues for now.
So that for now,
when I hear reports about who catching who and who arresting who, and then it's gone again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling.